You're getting your PhD now here in New York at New York University, and you've been looking at chemical weapons. Of course, a big issue is around support of Syria. In a recent headline, we reported that newly disclosed CIA files show the United States provided critical intelligence to help Iraq's Saddam Hussein launch chemical weapons, a chemical attack on Iran. In the waning days of the Iran-Iraq war, the United States provided Saddam Hussein with satellite imagery showing Iran was poised to exploit a hole in Iraq's military positioning. The U.S. gave Iraq the location of Iranian troops, despite knowing Saddam Hussein would use nerve gas. The attacks killed anywhere from hundreds to thousands of Iranians. You're doing a film on the effects of the chemical attacks on Iranians. How much of that is understood, for example, these released CIA documents of the U.S. role in this, and how do Iranians feel about this?
You know, it's very interesting because the first sort of known attack that that's known in Iran where chemical weapons was used was 1981. And 1984, the Ayatollah Khomeini at the time and the Iranian leadership appealed to the United Nations and said that we need investigations to happen in Iran because we believe that there have been chemical weapons used here. Three official investigations took place in the mid-1980s, and although there was significant evidence found and reported to the United Nations that chemical weapons had been used by the Iraqis in the war, all three investigations were ignored by the international body. This is very well recorded in Iran. And then also post-2003, after the U.S. invaded Iraq, many more documents came to the surface at that time as well, since Saddam Hussein had left power.